can't see him. And there is never a time in which we are occupying the same space, and I cannot feel his presence. And the weight of his eyes may as well be a hand, gliding over bared flesh. And if he did reach out right now, he would already find that thin film of sweat over flushed skin. Hot to the touch. I can't touch him. But that doesn't stop my wrists from twisting and pulling the ropes he has left just slack enough for me to test my limits. He has given me just enough space to struggle, and I can practically feel the slow grin taking over his face while he watches. Because he knows if his knots ever came loose, my wrists would remain just as bound, and only his words could change that. I can hear him pacing, examining the newly bared canvas laid out and tied down before him. He's only really letting me hear what he wants me to hear. Sometimes I'll stop twisting in the ropes long enough to see if I can pinpoint where he is, or what he's planning. But more often than not, the first sound I hear, it's the tiniest clink of metal before the creak of leather being wrapped in a fist. I wait in a perfect moment of silence that he's crafted. He feeds from my anticipation for as long as he desires. While I wonder where I will feel that belt first. It tighten at my throat. And it bite into soft, unprotected flesh. Will I feel it held between my teeth? I wait in that silence, in the dark, counting my breaths, pulse quickening, counting the seconds, it hurts, and that first sting. Biting into my thigh, spreading its heat until I twitch and writhe. Instinct makes me want to clench my thighs and draw my knees to my chest, but I struggle to keep them open, even as my hands twist and tug on the rope, and I'm both fearing and wanting the next taste of leather. And do I endure the pain just for him? I know he can see the fine tremble in my thighs, just as I know he enjoys my pain. But I also know that I trust him to only take me to the edge of my limits, and to never shove me over them. He likes to hurt me. He tells me he craves the beauty found in pain. And I feed him with every scream, cry, and tear he can wring out of me. And that last sting is still setting its teeth deeper, and I can't help twist a little harder in these ropes. fighting both the instinct of obedience and the urge to crawl away from the next strike. Until those fingers slide about my throat and pull my focus to the warmth of his hand and the threat of a tightening grip. His hand and my throat, and I am at peace. My pulse slows down under the command of that hand. I am safe, and I can endure. Fingers slipping away, and even the gag can barely conceal the whine as safety leaves me to redouble its grip on the belt once more. I can hear it, and I can sense his excitement. I can endure. I can endure. He likes to hurt me just enough to tear my mind away from everything else that isn't here, now, or him. Just enough so that he can play with my pain. His fingers stroking reddened flesh until I'm fighting to stay still again. He's chasing the slow burn he's created, driving me to distraction. And there it is. His fingers inside me, and I have found that other moment of peace. The one where he holds me at my core. His fingers full of curling warmth and knowing how to touch me. Reminding me that despite the pain, I am still wet enough for those two fingers to slide in. So easy. Right to the very last knuckle. My pussy belongs to him. This has been established long before now. But of course he wants to underline this simple message. Even with just a part of him inside me. Already I want to move in time with him. But I know better. And he knows that I know. And I know that he'll hold me here for as long as he wants. Until the urge to beg comes long before his command. My words are his. He'll make me scream the ones that really matter. My very breath is his. And I will never get tired of knowing that he can seize it at will. My body, my mind, everything that makes me who I am. Still his, but not apart from me, because I am not mindless. And he has always been very specific about that. No part of me to be disassociated from the rest. He owns me as a whole. And he craves every single part of me, and I truly believe he would plunge his fingers into my soul if he could reach it. You'll never hear these words. He ties my tongue in knots every time he looks at me. How could I ever articulate the depths of trust, gratitude and lust I feel under his hands? Perhaps he understands some of this. Perhaps what I feel can be translated by the way I shake. while trying not to move. Still so wet. Still silently wanting. Waiting. His fingers moving me like they're searching for some secret. And they find it. Now I can move. Because we both know I can do nothing else when those fingers are inside me. He loves driving me to the edge hard and fast. He tells me I have no secrets when I'm like this. I know what's going to happen even before it does, but I can't stop myself. I want to come. I want to come for him. He is cruel. But he's found so many ways to make cruel work. He leaves me here on the edge. Knowing I won't. Knowing I can't. Not without him. He tells me he isn't done without a single word passing his lips. Barely enough time to scream, and he's inside me again. He knows how close I am. And once more he's merciless. I want to beg him not to stop this time. But he took my words before he tied me down. Now I can only endure. Gagged as I am, my mouth still tries to form the only words I can. Please let me come. Please, please. Please. No. I know this excites him. I know with every moment of impact he grows harder, and the desire to exchange pain with pleasure grows stronger. He plays me like an instrument, making me want, turning my desire loose on me until I can't even think of anything else but the need to come on his fingers. Eyes. Fuck. Please don't stop this time. I'll give you anything you want. Any part of me. You can have everything. Please don't stop fucking me with your fingers. Please. Sir. Daddy. Master. Whatever name you want on my tongue, I'll scream it. Just don't stop. Say the word. Please say it. His thumb is on my clit. Almost before the words finished leaving his mouth and... Oh God, don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh, please don't stop. Please, please, fuck me with your fingers, please, please, don't stop. Yes, I need it. Please. Please. When I return to my senses, he is here. My name. The name he gave me is now a beacon on his lips, pulling my focus again, with a hand at my throat, and his mouth at my ear. And every wicked word he whispers feels like an invisible touch. And I can practically taste the smile he wears in every syllable as he tells me we aren't done yet. He will never hear these words, for they exist only in the space he creates for me. And when I look upon him, how can my tongue do anything else but tie itself in knots? How could there be enough words in any language to properly convey what he does to me? How he frees me enough to know who and what I truly am? And how do I tell him that every burst of pain, every withheld climax, and every command that brings me to kneel at his feet feels like love?